Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And all the other things that are there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. By the way, we have a mobile site, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Instead of triple W, you put the M and the dot and smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then you can, you know how that works on your smartphone, and you can put the little, you can put the icon there, the app icon for our site. You can put that up on your smartphone, make it easy to get to. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. And she's the one of the top experts on small business tax instructions, tax information, the author of J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes, and 2012 is the new one out right now. Barbara, one of the things that we've been doing now for a while that's really helps us is doing a little bit of a dry run of our tax picture in December to see what our tax picture is likely to be, not down to the penny accurate, just try to get a macro picture to see whether we need to defer income, or accelerate expenses. We did it this year. We did it in 2010. We actually adjusted the amount of taxes we paid because last year we prepaid a bunch of expenses, and that helped us.
And, you know, that's a really good point, Jim, because, first of all, everybody should know where they stand throughout the year. I mean, that's a great idea to just look at your numbers and be on top of things. But also, some really tried-and-true year-end tax planning strategies can be put into play. They don't change from year to year. Basically, as you point out, it's always a good idea to accelerate deductions in most cases. I mean, people have unique situations, but in most cases, this way you get the write-off now. So if you need, for example, to order supplies that you're going to use next year or pay up all your outstanding bills or renew your memberships and subscriptions, this is the time to do it so that you increase your write-offs for 2011.
Well, all we did last year was we paid a bunch of January bills in December.
Exactly.
And we were able to actually, you know, we came very close to knowing, you know, to adjusting our tax bill down to a number that I was willing, you know, I wanted to live with. And of course, then, you know, that affects the next year. But then you keep up with that too. You keep working on it, and it's really a level of control that small business owners don't have a lot of control over our lives, Barbara, as you know, especially when it comes to the government. This is one of the things we can do, isn't it?
Well, for sure. And another thing you could do is when you're getting really towards the end of the year, and this is if you're on the cash basis, of course, when you're getting close to the last weeks of the year, as we are now, you might want to hold off on sending those invoices so that you don't get paid until next year and the income gets deferred.
You can do that. Exactly. You can do that, too. And even if you have to, you know, you might even want to go so far as to involve some bank debt. If you need the cash, but you don't need the income, you can use a bridge loan to get you through the rough spot. You can move it around that way, can't you, Barb?
Absolutely, that's a great idea.
What are some other things that year end things are coming up? Are there any tax elements that we're not clear about?
Well, there's a brand new ruling that came out from the IRS, very favorable to accrual basis businesses. Those are the businesses primarily that have inventory and such. And
right.
It says, if you want to accrue your year-end bonuses, you can accrue a lump sum, even though you don't decide who's going to get what and how much until next year. So let's say, for example, you have a car dealership, and you say, oh, all my salespeople, this is the category, all my salespeople, I'm going to give them X amount to as a lump sum. And then at the end of the year, we'll look and see who did the best, and we'll decide who gets what. And as long as you pay that with before March 15th to rank and file employees, you get to accrue it in 2011. So that's really a great kind of thing, because right now people are so many businesses are just scrambling to sell, and they're not exactly focused on their taxes right now.
Okay, well that's really helpful. Is that gives them some time, doesn't it?
It gives businesses some time, and that, so I think that's a really. I always like to hear good things from
that's,
the IRS.
Now that's help. That's actually help from the IRS, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It sort of recognizes reality.
Right.
So that's
right.
kind of good. So that I like.
What about the deductible, the 1099 and the 160? I mean, I'm sorry, the 179, the 168 provisions. What are they? How are they doing this year?
Well, this for sure through the end of this year, you have unlimited bonus depreciation for new equipment and property, qualifying property,
right.
and up to $500,000 if. On first year expensing the 179 deduction, which you can use for pre-owned property as long as you are profitable.
But it has to be put in service this year, right?
It has to, right. You can't just order it or pay for it. You have to actually put it to start to use it in your business.
Mm-hmm. So it has to be delivered.
And we don't know what's going to happen next year.
We still don't know, do we?
No, I just saw this morning now, all of a sudden, they're going to put the extenders of the provisions that are expiring on the at the end of 2011, Reed is saying he's going to add them now to the proposed payroll.
Why do we pay them, Barbara? Why do they still get a paycheck up there in Washington?
Wouldn't you fire them if they were your employees?
They wouldn't last 36 hours. Barbara,
no.
It's preposterous. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, Barbara's going to talk to us about some retirement options you need to know about before the end of the year. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.